We're off to the centre of Cambridge because it's emerged that Cambridge's new 20-mile-an-hour zone isn't going to be proactively enforced by the police. The speed restriction came into force less than a fortnight ago for the majority of roads in the city centre. Well, let's cross over to our Radio Cart reporter, Heather Noble, who's in the centre of town. Whereabouts, I do not know, but we'll find out. Morning to you, Heather.
Good morning. I'm actually right on the junction of Jesus Lane and Maid's Causeway in the city centre. This is part of the section that is now 20 miles an hour, but officers have said they're not going to be using mobile speed cameras, they're not going to be conducting special patrols until agreement is reached with the County Council and Cambridgeshire's Road Safety Partnership. I'm here with Sarah Whitebread, she's the County Councillor for this area. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is it that you want a 20 mile an hour zone here?
Well, obviously this part of town, as well as being the centre of town, it is a residential area. There are lots of families, there are people with young children, there are lots of cyclists and pedestrians, and a 20 mile an hour limit just makes it a much safer and nicer atmosphere for all different kinds of road users rather than just motorists.
Have there been accidents with cyclists and motorists in this area?
Yeah, there have been, as there are throughout the city, obviously, because there are so many cyclists. But you know, there have been accidents in the past throughout the city centre, so it is something obviously we want to tackle.
Where exactly are the 20 mile an hour streets?
Well, it's basically the inner ring road of the city centre, so it includes Maid's Causeway, it includes Jesus Lane. The only road that it doesn't include is Victoria Avenue, which is the road that runs between Jesus Green and Midsummer Common.
Do you think that this 20 mile an hour limit is enforceable?
Yes, I do think it's enforceable. I mean, the police have obviously come out and said what they've said. My view is that it should be enforced because if the public know that there's no chance at all that they're going to get a ticket, then they're obviously going to be less likely to keep to the speed limit.
The police have said to the City Council meeting not so long ago that it isn't enforceable because there are certain regulations that haven't been conformed to in this road, i.e. traffic calming measures haven't been implemented. Are there plans to do anything about that?
You may need to talk to County Council officers and members of staff at the Council about whether there are plans. As far as I know, there aren't plans for traffic calming on these particular streets that we're on today. But the logic behind this is there have been... There was a trial done in Portsmouth where they made all of the city centre 20 mile an hour, and although they didn't put traffic calming measures in, they did find that just the signs were enough to reduce speeds significantly, so that's what we're trying to achieve here.
So there is a 20 mile an hour sign just over there. It's not repeated down this road. I've only noticed that by having to walk along and see it.
Yeah.
But you're hoping that it's self-enforceable and that people will just stick to it, whether it is or it isn't going to be enforced by the police.
I mean, obviously traffic calming would probably make a larger difference because you can do some quite radical things with traffic calming, but the signs alone should be enough to make small reductions. I mean, what I would have rather seen would have been some larger signs just to start off with, like the big yellow signs that say new speed limit ahead, just so people know, because at the moment there are sort of adequate legal signs, but I don't feel like they've gone the extra mile to make them really noticeable so that people will appreciate a new speed limit is coming up.
Is it a case of the County Council simply being able to put this sign in and say, right, this is a 20 mile an hour zone and we're hoping the police will enforce it sometime in the future?
We put the signs in. I mean, I think the police have said that although they're not going to put any extra special effort in, they will still be enforcing it as they would any other street. So there is still a chance that you will be caught. And that's really what I'm after, just that people know that although there aren't going to be mobile cameras yet, it's still a street with a speed limit like any other street, so you know, you still do have a chance of being caught if you go over the limit.
Are we looking at a future where the whole of the city centre will be 20 or no cars at all?
I think no cars at all might be pushing it for the immediate future. I think I would like to see a 20 mile an hour limit for the whole city centre in the future, and you know, if this trial is successful, it will be hopefully pushed out to villages around the county as well, so this isn't just an issue that affects just Cambridge city centre. Lib Dems are hoping that we can persuade the council to introduce more 20 mile an hour because it is so much safer for pedestrians and cyclists.
When do you expect to start seeing a difference?
We hope to see a difference, you know, from as soon as the signs were introduced.
We've been speaking also to the County Council, and they've said that 20 mile an hour zones are designed to be self-enforcing through their very nature and signage. This does not mean that the 20 mile an hour zone is not in force. If the police catch anyone going above the limit, they will of course take action. They're monitoring the success of the scheme, and they'll be discussing any enforcement needs with the police should they be deemed necessary.
Heather, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Heather. I think probably overlooking Midsummer Common at the junction of Maid's Causeway and Jesus Lane. This is a joke, isn't it? If you put up a 20-mile-an-hour zone, then you need to do more than that, surely. Signs aren't enough. You need for them to be policed. The council is saying that they're self-enforcing, they're self-policing, that people will see them and adhere to them. You don't need to do anything else. But why is that any different to 10 miles higher? Why is that any different to a 30-mile-an-hour zone or a 40-mile-an-hour zone? I'd be interested to find out your thoughts on this. I know that you're probably good drivers and that you will adhere to them. So your driving techniques, your driving behaviour will change appropriately. But for those people who quite happily speed through a 30-mile-an-hour zone, they're quite happily speed through a 20-mile-an-hour zone, won't they? So you need somebody to make sure they're keeping to it. Otherwise, it's pointless.